Good morning, Kingdom citizens. Khadijah here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I wanted to get on this week to just talk to you a little bit, talk about what I've been meditating on and the conversations that I've been having with Abba and other people around me. And the first thing that I want to talk to you about is everything seems to be opening up so quickly. We're moving so fast back to what we, quote, call normal. We're running back into the church. We're running back on vacations and flying and going here and there. The world is opening up. Face masks are being removed. But I need to ask a question, because I ask this same question of myself. Have I consulted with Abba Father? Have I talked to him about what moves to make before I make one decision, to make sure that I am protected, to make sure that the things concerning me are handled, the things concerning my family and those around me are being covered? My first conversation is with Abba. So I'm going to share with you that right now, my family, my immediate family, we're not removing our mask so quickly. Abba hasn't spoken that to us yet. Now, that's not to influence you. That's not to cause you to do what I'm doing. But I do want you to take the time to get in his presence, to get in his secret place and shut the door. Don't be concerned about what you're missing or what you're not doing or what your family's not getting to do at this present time. Get in his presence. Hear what he is saying to you, because each and every one of our situations are different. Each and every one of our inner circles are different. Who is around us and the people that are around us, their health should be our chief concern. And if you have elderly members of your family, my advice is to take precautions. Sure, we're supposed to still be washing our hands and making sure that if we're feeling sick, that we don't go around anyone so as not to make them sick. But there are some precautions that need to be made, because we know this thing affects the elderly and the young. We know that this thing that we've been dealing with for over 18 months is a killer. And we know that the enemy is roaming to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. So let us not be consumed with foolishness at this time. And I know that we're chomping at the bit to get back into worship services and to get back into church buildings and to have great moves of God and be very excited about what is going on. But I want us to remember something, that every service where the people are stirred up and they are emotional, if they leave and they are unchanged, you have just served a tasteless meal. And we're supposed to be the salt of the earth. May I remind you, God don't need a hype man. He don't need someone to pump the people up about what he can do. They have but to look in their past. They have but to look right now in their future and their present, that they are still here among the living when many have died. So please, as a word of precaution from this sister who loves you all, make sure you check with Abba and take this thing a little bit slow than you are going, because we don't want to find ourselves back in the same predicament we were 18 months ago, when no one took this thing seriously, when no one saw that this was a problem. I love you. I will continue to be praying for you. Again, I'm Khadijah. KCAP Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about that. And you have a God-fantastic week. Shalom. What's up, Kingdom people? This is Khadijah, your host of KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Just wanted to jump on real quick to tell you that this Sunday, there will be conversations with Ava over on Facebook Live at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been a couple of weeks. I've had my time with Mama. We had an awesome time. I'd like to share with you some of the discussions that I was having with Abba while I was enjoying my Mama. So you have a fantastic rest of your week. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. That's Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. on Facebook Live. Shalom.